Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. I'm Miguel Garcia. I'm literally sitting with the coolest person I know, Ryan. Ryan Sosa. My bestie. The only person who's willing to put up with me. So she needs a lot of mental help just because she's putting up with me. But yeah, so I've literally been here freeloading at their house for a week here in Phoenix, Arizona, or technically Ahwatukee, Arizona. So basically Whiteville fucking USA. And yeah, it's been a great time. I don't know how it's been for you guys, because you guys are just like, oh yeah, it's been fun. But I feel like it's been a fucking nightmare the whole time I've been here. Which is fine. I'm the worst. I get it. I just realized you had swords on the wall.
Yeah. It's a miracle we haven't used them yet.
Honestly, for sharks, I don't understand why you haven't. Please do. Any chance you get. So, I think I've even mentioned you on the podcast. I don't remember. It's been a while. I don't really update these fairly often as much as I would like. But I'm pretty sure I've mentioned your name. But like, probably. Oh, I got my besties here. But yeah, so we're here. We're alive. I'm buzzed as fuck. And so it's going to be an interesting show, for sure. So, tell me what it was like to move from New Mexico, which is basically buttfuck New Mexico, because we were telling your friends, like, oh, well, I'm from New Mexico. And they're just like, where's that?
Where's that? Oh, you're from Mexico?
They're like, oh, a Mexican. And I was like, no, not really. No. But how was it, like, transitioning from, like, poor people to rich people?
Well, I mean, first of all, I unfortunately have not transitioned from poor to rich, so quite honestly, that stayed the same. You know, I just see a lot more rich people doing rich people things that I still can't do. But besides that, it was scary. At first, it was terrifying to come out here to a bigger place, bigger city, bigger people, and just not know anyone really.
But see, what I admire about you is that, like, you literally, like, just made a life for yourself out here. Like, you literally were just like, lol, moving to Phoenix, no fucks given.
Yeah, but most of that was luck.
Must be nice.
It happened. It just all fell in place, you know.
Yeah,
once you move away, you just kind of have to be like, I have to make it, or you don't.
Or you don't.
So you have to find a way.
It's a sink or swim situation.
Oh, it really, really is.
And bitch, yeah. Learn how to float.
There, no. Doggy paddle.
Doggy paddle.
No. But yeah, no, and once you get used to it, being out here is like the best besides homesickness.
Yeah. Yeah. How often would you say that you are homesick?
Always. Like, I'm always homesick until I get home, and then I'm really happy for the first 2 or 3 days, and then I'm like, wow, this is why I left. So, but, like, especially around the holidays, since it's October, now it's November. So, from November to around, I'd say even around March, since that's when my birthday is, that's when it gets to be the hardest. Because you see everyone else, like, with their families and getting ready to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving together, and you're just like, wow, I can't go home. Mm-hmm. And that sucks.
Damn.
But besides that, I mean, you know, like I said, I left for a reason.
So then you're just like, oh, I'm fine.
It's just thinking back on it. And you're just like, you remember the good times. And then you get there and you're like, wow, these are bad times.
These are troubling times in the kingdom.
Yes.
Fuck. That's why I work in retail, so I don't have to be home.
I agree.
Alrighty. Well, now we're going to do something called the friend tag to see how well I think I know you. And I don't think I know you all that well. And we've been friends for 9 years now? Like, it's going to be 9 years?
Unfortunately.
Well, for you. I've had a blast this whole time. But yeah, it literally took me, out of those 9 years, how many years to, like, learn your birthday and still forget them?
For real, yes. Took forever,
and I still forget. Like, I feel so bad. I really do.
It's the worst.
So we're gonna see how this goes, and then it doesn't help that I'm inebriated. So, what's the first question?
Okay, the first question is, what is my full name?
Oh, I don't know your middle name. I don't think. I could have sworn that you and Anthony said that you had the same middle name when we were in high school.
Nope.
No?
Uh-uh.
Who was that? Was it Mika?
No.
Do you not? What's Mika's name?
Imar.
Okay. Yeah. Also, these are prep people we went to high school with.
Look them up.
No. Fuck. I really... Can I see your ID?
That's cheating.
Is that on your ID? I feel like it would be Marie. That's a very common
name. That's so rude. That's my sister's middle name. Christ. And my mother's.
Oh, well, that's also my mother's.
Apparently it was a hand-me-down given in our family till they got to me.
And then they were just like, oh, well, we're going to name you Ryan.
We don't claim this one.
Is it Lee?
No.
Oh, fuck. So Ryan, can you give me a letter?
J.
Josefina.
No.
Uh-oh. It's the only J name I fucking know. What the fuck? Is it Josephine?
Nope.
Jacqueline?
No.
Jackie?
No.
I almost said Daquan, but that's not close at all.
Jaquan. No, it's Janice.
What kind of middle name is that?
Janice.
Ryan.
Don't question me. I didn't name myself, okay?
Ryan Janice So-so.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty. It's like a mouthful, but it's pretty. Mine is So-so. Like, So-so's the short... Like, your last name's, like, the shortest...
I love my last name.
It's a fun last name. But every time I meet, like, somebody else, I'm like, I wonder if they're related.
True. And we're not,
probably. And then it's, like, never. Just, like, when I meet all the other Garcias that are in my godforsaken town.
Half the school is Garcia.
Literally, half our graduating class was like, and I was like, I don't know any of these people. But I'm not a real Garcia, which has been addressed, I think, in the first podcast.
I think it has.
Yeah.
I'm a real Sosa.
A real Sosa.
Can't relate.
Well, it's not my fault. My mom was on drugs when she gave birth.
Okay, so the next one was, what state was I born in?
New Mexico.
Wrong.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was wait, what? This has never come up.
Okay. What is my astrological sign?
You're an Aries.
Hello.
Yeah. I don't know any of your moons or anything like that, but I know for sharks you're an Aries.
I know I'm on the border of Pisces.
Oh, are you on the cusp?
Yeah, because Cindy's a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
And I'm an Aries. So I think I'm like the day after, like I'm the cutoff.
Oh, okay.
Which explains
all. Which is the same for me because I'm half, like, well, because I'm the last day of Cancer. So apparently I'm the cusp of, like, Cancer and Leo. And I was like, well, that would explain why the fuck I'm so best.
Yes.
So goddamn stubborn.
What is one food I couldn't live without?
What you're eating right now, which is soup. Like, you love caldo, like, to no end. Like, you were so sad earlier when you're like, I want caldo. And, like, the certain restaurant you wanted it from was closed.
I wanted to die.
Like, one time, guys, I burned her soup and she still doesn't let me live it down.
I had a hangover and I needed that soup.
Come in. Oh, this is probably your boyfriend. Just kidding. One sec.
Okay. Oh,
I didn't realize I didn't lock in.
That motherfucker Austin has my jacket.
He does.
Fun. Everyone, Ryan's boyfriend came in. His name is Adam.
And he's not fake. Go me.
For a long time, I thought Ryan was a lesbian. When I first met her, I thought Ryan was a lesbian. Well, when I first met Ryan, I thought Ryan was a lot of things. And I still decided to hang out with her. I was like, oh, hey, here's a weird person.
Go drink this garbage.
Lucky me.
I didn't drink it in your house, but it is a product of something I have drank.
But yeah.
So, fun. You're an Aries / Pisces.
Who likes soup?
Who likes soup?
Because we got past that question.
Again, I'm bust.
Who was my first boyfriend or girlfriend?
I feel like you would have a girlfriend that I probably don't know about. And I wouldn't even, like, I'd be, like, super shocked. I'd be like, why didn't you tell me? But I'm pretty sure your first boyfriend... Oh, no, I don't. Because you even dated Zarek, though. And I didn't know about that until Cindy, like... And I specifically remember you guys holding hands one day, but I don't remember you guys ever dating. I'm pretty sure that was so short-lived.
No, we were dating at that time. Really? Because we were dating by the time we came into high school.
Was he your first boyfriend? Because I didn't know you in middle school.
No, he was not.
So I don't know who your first boyfriend is. Your current boyfriend's bomb as fuck.
Thanks. I try. Then they get crazy later on, so we'll see how this
goes. Which is understandable. You probably drive them crazy.
Maybe that's what
I've seen you literally physically abuse Adam.
You have not.
You have.
You're so rude.
I can show you these bruises.
He liked them. It was consensual, okay? But... No... I think my first boyfriend was, his name was Michael, and he was short.
Aww. Yeah. Like, were you guys the same height?
No, he was shorter than me.
Just because you can't see us, she's also short.
Yeah. I was shorter. He was shorter. Didn't know that was possible. And actually, he looked a lot like Adam. He was really? Mexican. He had dark, curly hair.
Did he have colored eyes?
I don't remember if he had, I don't think he had colored eyes. He just had brown eyes. And that was very short-lived and also very awkward. Very awkward.
So then how did you guys start dating?
Because we were friends, and then he liked me, and then he wanted to date, and I was like, I don't know. And then basically I got pressured into it, because then my friends were like, oh, you guys have made a cute couple, look at you guys are so cute. And I was like, wow, I don't want to be the buzzkill here.
Yeah, and that's literally Ryan's favorite job, is being the buzzkill.
Now, that was middle school me. I was nice. in ways.
And then Cindy ruined you? Hopefully she doesn't listen to these podcasts.
She ruined all of us.
Hopefully she doesn't listen. She'd be so offended.
What is my favorite color?
Red. Or black.
Or black. Or together. Red and black.
Red and black.
Did I ever have the chicken pox?
No.
I feel like you... That was a 50-50% question and you got it right. So I don't think that counts. What was one of my most embarrassing moments?
Fuck. I feel like you don't have any that I know of, because all of my embarrassing moments have been with you.
Covered up, yeah.
Like, literally, like, me stepping into a bird with my shape-ups.
Yes, with your fucking shape-ups. Like, if that's not embarrassing enough, like, to just say shape-ups.
Like, that, I think, was the rock bottom. And or that one time I almost walked into the spider web when I found $20.
But the scream you let out with that bird was, like... the icing on the cake there. I don't think I've ever heard someone break the sound barrier like that, because Christ almighty.
So I don't think you've ever really had embarrassing, or anything that I thought was embarrassing.
I've had plenty where I just sit up awake at night, just like...
just like mortified, just like, fuck.
I can never show myself in public again.
Like, I don't... But to me, you're, I mean, honestly, the coolest friend I have. And I only have three.
That's so sad.
I literally can't think of the most embarrassing moment.
I can't really.
Minus that one time where we were, like, drunk as fuck on Halloween, and you were just like, I take shots like holy water, and I'm, like, dying. Literally fell out of my fucking chair.
Like, I don't know if it's because of that night, but I really don't see that as an embarrassing moment. Every time you say it, I'm so proud. Like, that's my quote.
I think, like, we're gonna put that in your eulogy.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense, but...
Oh, not at all.
It hits, you know? I'm just like, yeah.
It's like, why are you
drunk me? And I said it with such confidence.
You really did. And it literally killed me. Like, I was on the floor, like, dying. So, I don't know. I don't think you... Not that I can recall. Mm-mm. Not that I could ever blackmail you.
What is the name of my favorite childhood pet?
Toby.
Toby.
As a cat.
Yes, he was the best cat. The most majestic, wonderful.
You can sit over here, Adam. If you'd like. If you want to join in.
He's not part of the cool kids.
Be nice to him. Nah. He loves you unconditionally.
There's conditions.
No, there's conditions.
Yeah, give me some bullshit.
When and where did we meet?
We met in high school, PE, freshman year, and I met you because we had a mutual friend, Anjani. And she walked up and randomly poked my belly button, which is pierced, by the way. So, Mom, if you're listening and you're disappointed, well, you raised me like this, so this is on you. But, yeah, so it was because of Anjani.
Yeah.
And then it all went downhill from there.
The thing is that Anjani, like, we were literally walking to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't even recall you being in the class before that day. So had she not been there or had she not brought it up, I probably would have never, like, even noticed you. But she was just like, oh, hey, there's Miguel. And then she goes up to you and pokes your belly button. And then I'm like, okay, cool. This is the guy. Like, she's friends with him. Like, they know each other. Like,
no, I tried flirting with her in, like, algebra I don't know how many times. And then was, like, thwarted by, like, her just, like, not caring. And I was just like, oh, God. Okay.
Thank God.
So, hopefully Anjani's not listening to this either. And if she is, what up?
Where are you at, boo?
How's your boyfriend?
Did I ever get written up in school?
No. You're a fucking goody-two-shoes. You're a stickler for the rules.
I am.
Which is unbelievably annoying.
Why?
Because that means I can't have any fun. If I'm trying to say, fuck the authority, and you're just like, oh.
Not necessarily. I ditched with you to go turn off your fucking heater that wasn't even on.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand the terror of forgetting or thinking you forgot.
And then I was like, LOL, might just set my house on fire.
But.
Yeah.
What was my first job?
Your first job was as a hostess in California.
At?
I don't know the name of the place. Were you just a hostess? You weren't just a hostess.
I was just a hostess.
Oh.
And a stripper.
You were not a stripper. You don't have the boobs to be a stripper. Well, neither does Sierra, and she was one, but.
You don't need boobs to strip.
I mean, if you're going to strip, we want to see things.
No. That's tips. Get more tips. If you have bigger assets.
Well, you don't have either of those things.
Yeah, but so. I have a charming personality. Which is what they go for.
Just go up there and start telling jokes.
Yes.
Just
be like.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. So. Well, Adam's pleased with you, which is adorable. Good for him. I don't know how he puts up with you. You're the literal worst.
Yeah, it happens. At least I found love.
Yeah, no. I'm going to die alone.
If I'm the worst and I found love and you don't. Awesome.
What? Ooh, show me what that mouth do.
No.
Austin single.
Oh, Austin single. His gay friend is single. I mean, I might take him up. He was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
I don't know if I could be a bottom, though.
You whine like a bottom.
I whine like a bottom, but it doesn't mean I'm an actual bottom. We'll see.
I can see it.
Well, that's just because you hate me.
What? Okay. Okay, no, it was at Raglan Public House in California. That was the name. It was, what was it? Because it wasn't a bar, because kids
could go in. Is it a restaurant?
They served alcohol. It was almost like a sports grill.
Oh, okay.
I guess you would say.
Yeah.
I don't think they had TVs, though. So it also wasn't.
So it was just a grill?
Kind of, but it wasn't. Hmm. It wasn't a grill. I want to say tavern?
We're just going to call it a restaurant because I don't know what the fuck a tavern is.
Okay. Well, anyways, they had really, really good shit. And we should go there one day to eat.
Ooh,
it was really good.
Road trip to California.
Yes, just for
But them. We've talked about that before. And then, like, life just got in the fucking way.
Yeah.
My
and
bad.
Money.
It was mostly just me getting in the way.
True. Okay. What is my favorite restaurant?
Your favorite restaurant... Whatever sells soup.
No.
Or Taco Bell.
That is not a restaurant.
How is that? It's a fast food restaurant. Restaurant's in the name.
Fast food place.
So are we not counting fast food?
No.
Like, there was never really a place. I mean, unless we were hungover and you're like, oh, let's go to Delicias to get fucking caldo.
Yeah. No, I don't have a favorite restaurant.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. Like, you're not like me who's just like, oh, well, let's hit up McDonald's every day of my fucking life.
For real. Your face lit up like Christmas when I suggested McDonald's.
I fucking love McDonald's.
I can tell.
I should be their spokesperson.
You shouldn't.
Do they have a rehab for people who are addicted to fast food?
Probably. In this day and age, probably. What Check food do I hate?
What food? Like, anything fun.
That is not true.
Like, all of the fun foods I like, you don't like.
And they're pretty gross. Mm. I hate a lot of food, though.
Like, I feel like you don't like fish.
I don't like fish. I hate fish.
It's another food you don't like. I mean, we went to Peter Piper and you took off, like, all the red peppers and stuff from the works.
Pepperoni, ham on my pizza is gross. Olives on my pizza is gross.
Olives are the... You and Cynthia hate olives, and I don't understand why I'm friends with either of you.
They're gross.
You're gross.
I mean, I never said I wasn't.
Yeah, so I don't think you don't have... Like, I mean... But there's never been really a thing... Well, minus seafood that you're just like, oh, well, won't eat. Because you're weird because you're picky, but you will eat mushrooms. And every picky person I've met never liked mushrooms. Do you like avocados?
No. Well, I'm allergic to avocados. So.
Well, you're also allergic to watermelon. You eat the shit out of that.
That's true. But watermelon came before I was allergic. Before I was allergic to avocados.
How does one grow allergic to something?
I didn't ask for it, okay? Like, you tell me, because it was a goddamn surprise when one day I ate a watermelon and just...
Started swelling up.
Yes. So,
that's there's so that. Sad. Loving something so much and then having it being like...
Tore it away from you. Yes. Damn. The worst. I know. I need therapy.
For a lot more reasons than just being...
Yeah, but that's the most that's traumatic.
That's what started it all.
Yes. Okay, what is my favorite soda?
Coke. I'm drinking vanilla Coke right now.
Yes, I love Coke. Anything Coke is wonderful.
Yeah, no. I love Dr. Pepper.
That's disgusting. Trash.
You're trash.
Trash juice.
Trash juice.
Trash juice.
They literally just brew it.
The 23 flavors are all trash and sadness.
They literally, like, what can go in this trash can? Yes. And then just get the juices from that and, like, stir it up in a big old...
Yes, that's what it tastes like.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. You literally just agreed with me. You just told us the whole process that happens.
It's because I thought it was funny.
It was, but it's also the truth. Do we have any inside jokes?
We have quite a few. Like, around... This time we have, like, there's the great Charlie Pumpkin Brown. Yes. And that's because one time I got really excited and we were at Walmart looking at pumpkins to carve. And then instead of saying it's the great pumpkin Charlie Brown, I said it's the great Charlie Pumpkin Brown.
And you said it with such excitement. And then like we both just stopped and we just looked at each other and we were just like, what?
And then like we fucking died.
And then there's the seagulls.
There's the seagulls, which we have made up, which like are... We pretend or like ominous. Oh, I don't know if you actually pretend. You probably do believe in them.
I don't even know how that. Like, one day I was just being annoying to you, I think. And then you were just like, obviously flipping out like you do. Oh, why are you doing this? Or whatever. I think this is how it happened. And then I was just like, the seagulls made me do it.
I don't know if you remember this one, but there was also the moose don't caw.
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
And it was because I misread a text from you. And then I was like, weirdo, moose don't caw. I meant to say cows don't caw, but I said moose don't caw.
Oh, yeah.
And then I told that to Esteban. Like, I was just like, LOL. Like, moose. I was like, I done messed up. And then he was like, and then from then on, he made it his thing. Mm-hmm. So it might be more of a Esteban and me thing, but in reality, it happened between you and, that's like, crazy. I. But yeah.
Yeah.
Because I miss retext a lot. I
remember that.
What's another one? Do we have any more?
We have a lot, but some of them are just gestures.
True.
Like when we put our hands over our head. Or Narnia. To Narnia. But then you have to do that.
That little,
the
like,
walk. You have
the
to
walk.
Do the walk.
Yeah.
And so those are more, like, visual than they are.
Than they are actual jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we haven't done in a while because we literally only see each other, like, what, twice a year, if that.
That's true.
That's so sad.
Is it though? It is.
I'm like, it is. I'm sad about it.
What is my favorite band / music artist?
Well, right now you're really into Ariana Grande, which I'm hella surprised. But your favorite band that I don't think anyone could really top ever is Pierce the Veil.
Yes.
Like, you've been obsessed with them since high school.
I am.
Yeah. We even saw them live, and then you ditched me.
Ugh, you were not. Well, you didn't buy the VIP ticket.
Yeah, I didn't.
I bought the VIP
ticket. I was like, fuck that shit. I will buy general admission.
For the low price of...
$80. I was like, general admission. And, like, VIP wasn't even that much more expensive than general admission, but I was just like, nah, $80 is enough.
Yeah, no, I needed to be in the front. I needed to get VIP, and I was just like, peace out. We came together, we saw things. And
but you did that at the Disturbed concert, too.
Well, at the Disturbed concert, when you get into a crowd.
Yeah, when I have this weird social anxiety where I panic when I see a lot of people. I don't know why I, like, panic. And then Ryan's like, oh, he's panicking. Bye. And,
but like, I also just, like, get tunnel vision. I need to be in the front of the stage. I need to get to the Disturbed.
And I guess I wasn't... I was with Cindy, so I wasn't alone. Cindy and Alan, who apparently was making fun of me the whole time. He was like, yeah. He was like, Miguel was being a real little bitch. And I was like, literally the story of my life.
But yeah. No, that was fun. I had a good time there. At both. Even though we split up. Maybe that's why I had such a good time.
Maybe that's probably why.
Do I want kids? If so, how many?
You want 97.
0.5.
Just kidding. No, you don't want kids. Nope.
Disgusting. Sticky.
Sticky. Oh my god. Your kids would be so evil.
They would.
Like, they would just be just so full of rage.
True. And what kind of wedding do I want someday?
None. You don't want any wedding. But if you did have to have a wedding, which I think is so ridiculous that, like, you would be like, oh, I want it to be over the top, like elephants and elegance. Elephants. I don't know. I just know you would have a very classy wedding.
You said. Elephants scream class to you?
Yeah.
No. Honey, no.
Do you know how expensive it is
to wedding elephant? Elephants scream zoo. Zoo is not class. Like, is it expensive? Yes. That just because something is expensive does not make it classy. Sometimes things that are expensive are worse.
So now you tell me.
Yeah.
Me and my bad spending habits. Yeah, no, but you said you would have it, like, over the top, like...
Elegant,
probably in a museum somewhere.
I want stairs that I can come down.
Oh, you're going to be real extra about that.
Yes, and then I want... fountains. I want a wedding cake that's way too big for any human to possibly finish. And
well, all I know is either way I'm gonna be your maid of honor. Yes. So
maid of horror.
Basically I'm gonna try to make the day
you really are
about me as much as I possibly can.
And it's funny because Adam's let's say if I ever do get married and it's to Adam,
we will get married,
his best man is gonna be Matt.
That'll be fun.
So that's gonna be a good time.
Gonna be an interesting ass wedding.
Yeah, for sure. Because you really are gonna be my maid of honor if I get married.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, you're literally gonna be my best man. So
hell yeah.
If I can find someone to fucking love me,
let's work on that personality. What is my Netflix binge show?
Oh fuck! Well, this isn't on Netflix, but we've been binge watching RuPaul's
that's
Drag Race.
And that is one of my binge ones. But at the same time, no. Because it's not on Netflix.
Fuck. And you're on my Netflix, so I feel like I should know this. Fuck, fuck. Fuck me in the ass. Where's Austin when you need him? Yeah, I really don't know.
Right now? As of right now, because it used to be Psych when it was on Netflix, I watched that. Every day, 24 hours a day. Like, literally, that's all I'd watch.
You still quote that to this very day.
I love Psych. Now, as of right now, it's Dairy Girls.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch that shit a lot. It's fucking hilarious to me.
It is pretty funny. I've seen, you've showed me a few episodes, and I was like, and you're like, oh, you won't understand a word. And I'm like, oh, they're talking very, like, trash people, so I understood it. Like, I was just like, I get, this is my language. Trash language is me.
Yes. Okay. What is my greatest fear?
I don't know.
Commitment.
Adam just started commitment, which I feel like is probably true.
No.
But at the same time, like, I don't think you're afraid of heights. But to me, you've always just seemed so fucking fearless.
Yeah.
Unless they came to me fucking laughing, then you seemed afraid. Because I have a horrible laugh. Scary.
Your joy brings me fear.
Fuck. I'm really bad at this. Your greatest fear.
You should just title this, Why Miguel's a Bad Friend.
Basically, like, I really should have just been like, oh, worst friend ever. Is it coldness?
Coldness? No.
Oh.
I wish. Maybe I could just put on work. I'm afraid of the cold. Don't
make me. Oh, you're also afraid of the dark, though.
I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of the dark a lot. I'm afraid of closets.
How are you afraid of closets? Like something coming out of the closet?
Not even really. Just the closet door being open while I'm sleeping. And the bathroom door as well.
It's a good thing you never stayed at my house because my closet doors don't close. I know. Close.
When I was in California...
It was a problem?
It was an open fucking closet. And there was no door. Like, there were just beads. And it was something to get used to.
Well, see, there's doors, but for some reason, they're not measured correctly. So, like, if you close one side, you can't really close the other because it's still, like, one of those folding ones. So, it, like, is, like, pushed out a little bit.
Yeah. Good deal. So, those are my two really big fears. Driving would be another one if you want to get, like, not...
How is driving a fear of yours? I just thought you were being lazy. Didn't realize that was a fear.
Yeah, it's a fear.
Oh, why? Well, weren't you trying to get your driver's license at one point?
For a quick minute, yeah.
And then you were just like, fuck that shit.
And I got behind the wheel and it was not fun. So.
Understandable. Probably because of my bad example of driving.
Who was my first kiss?
Who was your first kiss? Probably your first boyfriend? What? Michael.
Michael?
I don't think I've ever seen you kiss. What's his face?
Zarek was my first kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross. How was that? Slimy? Awkward?
Slimy? Awkward. Did you use
a lot of tongue?
Like, no. Not a lot. Not like...
like just shoving his tongue down your throat?
Just drown.
Like a fucking lizard person.
But like, what I did notice when I finally got with Adam is that with Zarek, I'd always... And they weren't really different kisses. That's the thing, is that they weren't really different kisses. They're just different people.
Mm-hmm.
With Zarek, I was always like, we're kissing. It's fine, whatever. When's this gonna be over?
And that's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
How long were you dating Zarek?
At least a month, if not longer. A month to 3 months.
I don't think I could ever imagine being like, LOL, I'm kissing this person, make it stop.
Okay, but it wasn't that bad, but he'd always want, like, that's all he wanted to do was kiss. All the time.
Gross.
Because I'd get there early, he'd get there early to school, and that's all he wanted to do was kiss. And so after a while, it just became...
Like a chore?
Yeah, exactly, like a chore.
Mm.
So, and then with Adam now, I could... fucking kiss him all day and it wouldn't be a chore.
Yeah, but I think you're in love with, well, I mean, I know for a fact you're in love with Adam. I don't think you were in love with Zarek.
Oh, for sharks.
Like, Zarek was kind of, I don't understand how you and Zarek ended up together.
What do you mean?
I don't think Zarek's your type. So when Cindy had told me that you and Zarek had ended up dating, I was like, what? Like, I was like, when? And it's like, yeah, like freshman year. And I was like, I remember one day specifically you guys were holding hands, like, outside on lunch, and I was just like, oh, that's weird, but maybe that's just, like,
something. That's weird.
Like, I'm so oblivious to everything.
I'm so mighty.
So I was like, well, maybe they're just really close friends or something.
That's what friends do.
Yeah. And I was just like, that's super weird. And then, like, Cindy, like, years later, like, after we're out of high school, she's like, yeah, you and Zarek dated, and I was like... What? Like, I was like, that's news to me. And then she was like, yeah, it didn't last very long. And I was just like, well, yeah. Have you met Zarek? Like, that guy's weird as fuck. So when I had found out, I was just like, yeah, no. Like,
we were texting over the summer. And he seemed fine. He was cool.
Steamy text messages.
No.
He's like, hey, girl.
What that dang do?
Let me put my finger in your belly button.
Oops, that's how it happened.
And then they're just like.
I was like, okay, why not?
Why not?
No. But yeah, and then I came back. We hung out. We went. We saw Cars 3, I think. We made out the whole time. which was fine. It was cool. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, oh, well, why not? And then it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, I'm cringing right now. Like, if you can't see me, but I'm cringing. What's the next question? Because I feel like I'm winning.
What size shoe do I wear?
Oh, just kidding. I've lost it already. A size 5? A 4 in women's? A 13 in men? Just kidding, that's me. It's not a 2. Is it a 5? Are you a 7?
Around there.
7.5?
7.5, 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you lost that.
I really did.
What is my favorite clothing brand?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, I don't think you have one. You shop at Marshall or Ross? Oh, I don't know. What is it, Adam?
Charlotte Russe.
That's
a good one. Is that a clothing brand, though?
I don't know.
I don't think they make their own clothes anymore, but we'll go with it.
Okay.
What's my favorite store to shop at?
Probably Ross.
I love Ross. What size shirt do I wear?
Small.
What is my favorite number?
6.
6. What's my favorite sport?
Soccer.
No.
Baseball?
No.
Football?
No.
Boxing?
No.
Flag football?
Rugby? Hockey.
What?
I like to watch hockey. It's pretty fucking
I've awesome. Never heard you mention hockey, once. In person,
yeah. Well, do you ever ask me, hey, Ryan, how about them sports?
No, I
exactly.
don't believe in sports.
I know. Okay, what's my favorite sports team? Oh. And we'll go with football here, because I don't have a favorite hockey team.
Well, your dad's a Raiders fan, so I'm going to say Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders. What was a big hobby of mine growing up?
Crying.
Yes.
Drawing. You were like artistic as fuck.
Thanks, pal. What is my hobby now?
Crying.
Crying.
I don't know. You like carving soaps.
That's pretty fun.
I don't know if you've done it lately. You have a puzzle that's hidden under a chest. And you've also, like, put together this haunted house thing, like, haunted town thing. I don't know if that's considered a hobby.
I don't think that's considered a hobby, but it's pretty cool. I mean, it was pretty artistic, so yeah. Maybe just art things.
Art things.
Okay, close your eyes for this one.
Oh, God. Rude?
No, I'm serious, though. Close your eyes.
Oh.
What color are my eyes?
Dark brown.
Shit brown.
Yeah, dark brown.
What's my favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Probably Psych.
Psych. What day is our friendiversary?
That I don't know. Because it was so blurred when we had met. Like, I don't know if you consider, like, when we first met our, like, friendiversary. Or, like, when we had first, like, started walking home
actually,
from school.
Like, being friends.
Yeah.
Outside of school.
So, I don't know, but I've never really been good with things like that.
True.
So, like, if I ever get married, my wife is just gonna, like, beat the shit out of me.
Well, if you ever get married, I think you'll remember that. Because that's gonna
for fucking real.
Do you like ketchup, mustard, or both?
You like ketchup.
Mustard.
No. Really?
Mustard. I can eat mustard just like that.
Gross. And Adam kisses you after you eat mustard?
I don't just sit there guzzling mustard down. I'm just saying I can and I will. If I have a packet in front of me, I'll eat it.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty awesome.
Who hurt you?
I mean, who did it? What is my religion?
You don't really have a religion. I wouldn't... Like, I know you were raised Christian.
Yep.
But as of, like, right now, I don't think you really have a religion. Being awesome, I think, is your religion.
Yes. That's a good one. I'm just awesome.
I'm just awesome.
My religion is Batman.
You're like, I believe in me.
Yes. Praise me. What is one insecurity I have besides your trunk?
Your voice.
My voice.
Like, I remember one time you were like, we were drunk. It was the same night, I think, too, we had even talked about. Like, you were in your room, just like, I take shots like holy water. But you had to mention that you don't like the sound of your voice.
Oh, no.
Which is okay, because I don't like the sound of your voice either.
I mean, yeah.
Just kidding. I don't like the sound of my voice. Like, I wish I was, I had, like, a deeper voice.
That's odd.
Why? It's I'm just a man. Odd. I'm a real boy.
And then you say that, and I'm like, okay, I understand. But, no. Yeah, that's definitely one of them.
My is that another one, your nose?
Yeah, my nose, which you always love to point out.
Is that why you got a piercing on your nose?
No.
Oh.
I got that to impress my boyfriend. Maybe he'll love me now.
He's like head over heels for you.
Maybe he'll
love me now. He's literally, the whole time I've been here, he's literally been telling you, I don't know how many times a day he loves you. So I don't know why you don't see it.
Let's see. How much do I weigh?
Like 90 pounds, sopping strong, wet. Is it 87? Strong. Higher or lower?
Higher.
95?
Higher.
100.
We'll go with last I checked, 100.
100?
I hit 100. I think I hit like 103.
Oh, good for you. Because literally for the longest time, you were like 95, I think.
Oh, I really was. Let's see. Am I a cat person or a dog person?
You're a fish person. Just kidding. You're a cat person.
Yes. I really am.
You really are. Like, literally, we went to... What's the name of that place? Where they, like, rescue animals. And you were just like, look at the kitties! Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love pets. But, like, you were really excited about, like...
They were so cute. Their little tails. They were beautiful. Yeah. I wanted to take all of them home.
You're like, I shall adopt 7.
What kind of sub do I order at Subway?
Nothing with meat on it.
That's such a lie.
Really?
I get turkey.
Because all I remember you eating in high school was sandwiches with cheese and bread.
Well, so. Yeah, that was in high school.
Well, I've never been to Subway with you recently.
True. Do I have any weird talents or skills?
You can fold your tongue and then, like, make a weird noise like that. I don't know if y'all can hear that. That's a weird talent. Fuck. It was really high.
Thanks. I tried. Made it myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't know where you learned to do that.
Middle school. You missed a whole ass thing.
Thank God.
Thank God. Who is my favorite Disney princess?
I don't think you have a favorite Disney princess.
I do.
I know you have you like all the villains more.
I do. I love the villains.
But you're really into Frozen, so I'm going to say Elsa.
No.
Is it Ariel?
No.
Rapunzel?
Yeah, I like Rapunzel.
Yeah?
Love Rapunzel. She's cool. Have I ever smoked?
Yes. Because I remember you guys were judging me because I wouldn't go to the smoke shop with you guys.
Yes. But do tell that whole story.
Because I was a good Christian boy when I was there and I was afraid like church people would see me and like judge me and shun me.
Okay, but it didn't sound like that. Like we went into the smoke shop and we were like, aren't you coming down? No. Why not? I don't want to.
Yeah, because I don't want people to judge
me. No way. It's because you were being judgy.
I was
not. I knew you were.
And then like 6 months later, I ended up getting my own.
Hey guys, let's go to the smoke shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you. I feel you. I know you. Would I choose rollerblades or roller skates at a skating rink rental counter?
I don't know the difference.
Four wheels,
or like the straight line.
Yeah.
Four wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd pick the four wheels.
I don't necessarily know. I actually want to get a pair of the lines and see which one I like more, because they're more controlled.
Well, you were learning how to skate for a second.
I was.
And then I don't know what happened with that. Do you even have your skates anymore?
I do. The problem was that I was working nights and I went again the day. And we had to go skinny at night and we had an encounter.
With aliens?
I wish. With men.
Oh.
So that's not fun.
Alien men?
Alien men. Again, I wish. Okay. If I were to win the lottery, what is the first thing I would buy?
A cat.
10.
You would probably buy a shit ton of cats.
I would. I'd buy 10.
And then you'd probably buy concert tickets.
Yes. What is my favorite Disney movie? Don't look so terrified.
The Nightmare Before Christmas is a Disney movie, right?
Yes.
Is The Corpse Bride a Disney movie?
No.
Oh. Fuck. The Lizzie McGuire movie?
Dude, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know.
First of all, there was Mulan.
Oh.
Wow.
Fuck,
wow.
How did I fuck that up? I haven't even gotten you that Mushu jacket.
Yes.
God damn it.
And then there's also a more recent one would be Moana. That one was a good movie. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, but I didn't know you liked
that
it.
That shit was good. I watched it every day.
Really?
Up here, yeah, I'd watch
Poor
it.
Poor Adam.
Be singing my songs. Yeah, that's a good show. If we go to a carnival, what ride would I go on? Over and over and over.
Well, we just went to the state fair and you were like, let's go on the zipper. Mm-hmm. And you've made me go on the zipper before. Like, you fucking love the zipper and I don't understand why.
It's beautiful.
I cry every time.
Dude, I mean, with you, that's the best perk. Because it's like, I like the zipper anyways, but at the same time, like, with you there, it isn't about me liking the zipper, it's about seeing you cry.
That's so
and
rude.
And scream, Sweet Mother Jesus! Mother Mary, fuck! shit, fuck!
And then, like, the more scared I get, like, the higher my voice gets.
Yes.
Yeah. So it would probably be the zipper.
It would be the zipper. That one and then like the Tilt-A-Whirl. I love that
one. I fucking love
the
Tilt-A-Whirl.
I've been on that 20 million times, like in a row. I could do it all night.
All night long. All night.
If I could be any animal, what animal would I be?
Probably a cat.
A cheetah.
A cheetah?
A cheetah.
Why a cheetah?
They're freaking amazing. They're so cool. They're just awesome. They're built for speed. 7 seconds of speed, that is.
That's terrifying that you know those answers.
What is my favorite healthy food?
Soup.
Soup. Is soup healthy?
Yeah, you eat it when you're sick.
That doesn't make it healthy.
Do you like cauliflower? I think you do like cauliflower.
No.
No, that's Cindy. That's Cindy that likes cauliflower.
Wow. I like watermelon.
You like watermelon?
That's healthy.
Is it?
98% water, baby.
And like 2% melon? That's weird.
2% alien.
2% alien.
Have I ever had surgery?
Not that I know of.
No. Almost. But no.
Yeah.
If we go to the zoo, what exhibit am I most excited for?
The giraffes.
The giraffes.
We literally saw a giraffe peeing, and it was the most majestic thing ever.
It was. It inspired me. What is my favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Halloween, for sure. What creepy crawly am I most scared of?
Anything, really.
I like snakes. Are they creepy crawlies?
I think it means bugs.
I used to like grasshoppers.
And then your house was just infected with crickets?
Infested.
What did I say?
Infected.
Oh.
What is my favorite movie?
Ooh. Yeah, so, like, I don't know, because you're weird.
Thanks.
And, like, not in the fun way.
I think I'm pretty fun.
I would say Corpse Bride.
But you'd be wrong.
But I'd be wrong. Is it Frozen?
Everything just Frozen. No, it's, Detroit Rock City. I like that one, that movie. I like that one, and then I like Moulin Rouge, which is also a really good one, I think.
I did not enjoy that movie.
You said you did. You're a liar.
I am a liar.
You're such an asshole.
Thanks, I try.
You and Cindy said you liked it.
Well, Cindy is always like, oh, well, living in the moment. I may not like it, but I'll say I like it because I want to please people.
Sounds like you now.
Yeah, been hanging out with Cindy way too much. You left to Phoenix and then abandoned me with Cindy. So what do you think happened?
You're such a liar. Would I rather ride in a train or fly?
Fly.
Yeah. Do I like to spend money or save money?
Save money. Like, literally, I've seen you, like, argue with yourself over things. You're such a penny pincher. I admire you. I can't. I physically can't.
Strive.
I strive to be like that, and then I just never am.
What is something I want for my birthday? Mental peace.
Mental peace. World peace.
No.
A cat?
A cat, yes. You hearing this, Adam? You writing things down?
I think he's asleep.
Yeah, he probably is.
But damn, it's already gonna be 2:30.
Yes, it is.
And we have to be up early tomorrow. Well, this was fun.
It was.
It was a lot funner than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Thought this was gonna be a complete disaster, honestly. Especially the way I am right
now. True. I would not be surprised. But, I mean, you had a plan. And you know me, slightly okay.
Slightly okay. Better than I thought.
D plus.
Heck yeah. Just like all my high school grades.
True. We're just keeping up that, 1.5 GPA?
2.5. I graduated with a 2.5. That's why I didn't go to college.
Hey.
I mean, I could have if I really wanted to.
You really could have, yeah.
And then I was just like, nah.
Why not?
But, alrighty. Thanks for listening to Barely Mexican. This is my friend, Ryan.
Barely friend.
Barely friend. Barely friend. My barely best friend, Ryan. And we'll tune in next time, because Lord knows when the fuck that'll be.
Next year.
Right. Especially after working retail in the fucking holiday seasons, I'm gonna die.
For sure.
But y'all have a good night.
Bye.